Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is your girl, DJ Carmi of KPTR Party Train Radio. And you are tuned in to KPTR, the truth behind the music. And today we have with us Taz Tim Jeter and Chris Jordan. They're both independent artists and music producers. And first of all, I want to say hello and thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're going to start out one at a time here by introducing you guys. Let's say we want to talk to Taz Tim Jeter first. So state your location and tell us something about yourself, Taz.
Okay, I'm T-A-Z of A-T-A-Z-P, which is another T-A-Z Productions. I do music. I'm an author of a comic book. I also have a web radio show I've been doing 14 years. And I've been doing music, man, since I was a little kid writing lyrics. So this is all the same kind of thing that I want to put out, is just entertainment and specializing in making people smile, having a great day. So that's what I'm about as far as doing my music and my production.
Great, and you're very good at that, I must say myself. All right, Chris Jordan, please state your location and tell us something about yourself.
All right, my name is Chris Jordan, also known as Life Music. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia currently, from Ohio. I've been in music, well, music's been involved in my life very heavy since I was about maybe 3 years old. I grew up in church, still very heavily involved. I'm a huge jazz head. And I'm really big on feel-good music. So I really like fusion, stuff like Snarky Puffy, Glasper, Corey and his funky styles. I love stuff like that. And it kind of shows I can say they're really my biggest influences right now.
Awesome. So when did you guys decide to want to work together with music?
Anybody can take that question.
Eight.
When you first moved to Atlanta.
That's exactly it. Our whole family does music, so it's always been a dream of mine to work with a relative and do some music.
Gotcha, I totally understand. So, Taz, you talked a little bit about your comic books. How is that coming along for you?
Oh, it's going good. It's called Shay Diamond, and it's spelled S-H-A-Y-D-Y-M-O-N-D, Shay Diamond. And you can go to the .com if you just put shaydiamond.com. It's a black female superhero, and we're working on books 2 and 3 right now. It's a process because I don't actually do the art. I'm the author and creator. So by them reading my story, the artist put it together. And it's a long process because you got to draw it, then you got to pencil it in with heavy ink, then you got to color it. Then you got to block out and put the words in. So it's a long process, but it's going good. It sells, and I'm meeting a lot of people through it.
Right. All right. And Chris, for you, I know you say you've been doing music since you were very little. You play instruments, right?
I do. I play piano. I play very little bass, and I play drums.
Okay, because I know that the track that you all sent is slamming, and I can't wait for the listeners to hear that at halftime. So is that all you do is play instruments? Is there anything else that you do, Chris?
Well, I produce very heavy, so I have a project out. I dropped that in 2014, and I have a very small – well, I have a single out with a few bonus tracks with it. I want to say that came out in 15. And I have a few other records I have in my hand and hopefully to drop this year.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So who would you say you're welcome? Who would you say your biggest influences are? Who inspires you?
Besides Glasper, Corey Henry, and Snarky right now, I'm a huge Duke Ellington fan, a huge Coltrane fan, a huge Charlie Parker fan. You can throw some Miles in there, but Charlie Parker's a little different. That's sort of kind of, you know, my thing. So,
right.
Those few.
So
right
now
there,
I understand. Okay, so you're more on the jazzy side. I like that. I know Taz and I talked some time ago about the jazz station, WJSJ, trying to get you maybe some of your music on there. So, yeah, that would be awesome. So, Taz, who are your biggest influences and who inspires you the most?
I'm going to tell you right now, Carmi. It's hard to say because I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place. I listen to funk, soul, R&B, gospel, and jazz. I mean, everything that Chris named, I like all of them cats. So, I mean, it's no one in particular. I like to listen to a lot of underground artists that's unknown. And they inspire me because of the fact I'm an underground artist, you know, trying to get my thing out there. So with that inspiration, I'm inspired by all kind of music. So it's just hard to put a label on a few folks without saying everybody.
Right. And Taz, you have been into this a long time. I remember you doing music years ago. Years ago. And you also do like somewhat of a comedy skit where you were the president.
My radio show.
Yeah,
I do a comedy skit on my radio show. What happens is I get some of the crazy people to actually do music with me, like Rolanda 700, G. Wright, Ron L., everybody that's done music with ATAZP. We kind of get together, and whenever we get together, I just write a five-minute skit, like off the top of the head, and everybody knows their role. Like one of my friends, he stutters a lot. I'm not in real life, but he stutters for the skit. And then somebody else talks in a funny voice, and then somebody else. I mean, it's all written for audio radio, like, you know, like they used to do back in the 50s, the old-time radio shows where they stand up at a mic and just act their parts out. That's exactly how we do it.
Yeah, and I actually like that. I remember hearing some of that. So what are you planning on doing with it? Are you going to get back into that?
Well, we do it every time we get together, and everybody lives around the country. Now, we're getting ready to do a new one because I got a house party September 2nd here in Grand Prairie, Texas, and a couple of the people are coming to it, so when we get together for this house party, we'll probably record one then and do it live for the house party like we always do.
Awesome. That sounds great. So you guys are planning on doing this together for the future for a while, or is just a one-time project for you as far as music?
Well, I'm pretty sure we got a couple records in store for you guys.
We already got another album done. We already got another album done. It's just sitting on the blocks waiting for this one to die down.
Well, we definitely hope you guys the best. We really wish you guys the best on that. And we do have a track that we want the listeners to hear. And we're going to go ahead and play that track. Guys, the name of the track is called Slow Walking, and it is by, should I be calling you Taz Tim Jeter?
Me Taz Tim Jeter, T-A-Z, though, you know, for the people, T-A-Z.
That's what I've always called him, Taz, I'm sorry.
T-A-Z for the peoples, though. My friends can call
y'all
me Taz.
Sure
My friends can call me Taz, but T-A-Z, yo.
T-A-Z and Chris Jordan with Slow Walking.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope you all enjoy this. That was Slow Walking by TAZ and Chris Jordan, and we have Chris Jordan's on the keyboard. Hey, I love that joint, y'all.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Can you tell, now this song has already been published, right? You already have your album published completely?
Yeah, it's It's published on CD Baby, on Amazon, on iTunes. It's all over the place. It's on YouTube. Everybody can purchase it, get the single, or buy the whole CD.
Okay, so are you guys like music? Okay, make sure. I hope you guys heard that. Now, as music producers, are you guys going to be doing the other business as far as like selling the beats for other use, you know, for people to come and grab some music to rap on and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm working on that as far as, you know, getting my actual publishing with BMI. I'm registered as a songwriter and all that good jazz, but just the publishing end, I want to get all that, like, under wraps before I do that.
Okay, what about
I'm
you?
I'm doing that already.
You're already doing that. Okay, so I'm going to do this one at a time. So, Jazz, I need you to let everybody know where to purchase your music again. You know, we're going to start over. Let them know
okay,
where to purchase your single and also where to purchase your beat.
Okay, that's Life Music, which music is got a Q at the end. That's LIFEMUSIQ. ATAZP. All one word. The Life Music is one word. And Volume 1. You can Google it. It'll come up on Amazon and be on iTunes. You'll see it on Spotify. I mean, it's all over the world, all over the place, on all music outlets online. And you can download any single you like or download the whole CD.
All right. And your social media handles?
It's Taz. Now you can call me Taz. It's Taz Tim Jeter. But hey, don't call me Taz, but you can read it as Taz. It's Taz Tim Jeter. Jeter is spelled J-E-T-E-R, like the baseball player. I'm on Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook. Anybody hit me up on Facebook, then we can talk about doing some music. We can talk about even sending a couple beats out if you like some of the beats. We can do that, you know, personally, because I like to know who I'm talking to and like to get to know the artist, you know.
Absolutely. All right, and Chris Jordan, can you please let us know where to pick up your music and give us your social media handles?
Absolutely. Well, to get this music that's currently out, same as what TAZ said, to get my personal music, you would want to go to lifemusic.bandcamp.com, which is spelled LIFEMUSIQ .bandcamp.com. And all the projects that I have currently out are there.
Great.
And my social media handles are...
Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. My social media handles are all the same, at Life Music. For Twitter, Instagram, you can find me as Chris Jordan on Facebook.
Great. So I'm going to ask you this one at a time. Chris, is there any advice you could give to the up-and-coming independent artists that are out there just struggling right now, you know, trying to figure out where to go in their musical life?
Don't give up. Explore. And this is something I have to tell myself constantly because music is constantly evolving. And then, you know, you as a person, we're constantly evolving. So, you know, what we like to feel changes a lot, you know. So a lot of the times we just have to embrace it and let our music shine through it.
Great.
Don't
Thank
give
you
up.
For that information. Absolutely. Don't give up, guys. And T-A-Z, is there any advice you would like to give to the up-and-coming independent artists right now?
Don't put all your eggs in a basket, in one basket. I mean, you got to be versatile. You got to be able to actually perform, write, do music. Whatever you specialize in, you specialize in that. But also learn how to also do production, mixing, mastering. You got to learn the whole shebang, because if somebody wants you for one particular aspect of your music, it would be nice for you to know how to do it and help others do it so they can put their music out. And you'll be versatile in all areas where you might, you know, get picked up to do some producing for somebody, picked up to do some writing for somebody. So don't put all your eggs in one basket. Branch out. Learn as much as you can. And like Chris said, never give up.
Absolutely. And we do thank you guys for that information. And I just want to go ahead and add this in there, guys. Please educate yourself about the music business. So many artists make mistake. You know, it's all good to make your music and create your this huge masterpiece. And if it doesn't go anywhere, it's ghost. Nobody knows about your stuff. So make sure that you're getting with licensing companies. Make sure that all of your stuff is legit. Make sure your brand is completely legit, because you love doing music will go nowhere if you don't educate yourself about the business. Find out how to make money with your music. And guys, I'm going to thank you so much for coming on the show once again. The track that we played is incredible. It's called Slow Walking. Make sure you guys, please, if you're tuning in, go and pick that up, because it's jazzy, and then at the same time, it would go really well with some R&B. I'm definitely feeling the flavor. Now, is there any more information you guys? You're welcome. Is there any more information you guys would like to add, or want to be heard right now?
Well, I got two more CDs that's out there that's all over the net, and you can buy. It's under TAZ with the T-A-Z. And one is called Black President, and the other one's called Presidential Year 4. And 4 is spelled F-O-R-E. So make sure you check those out. Like 16 tracks apiece.
Wow. You've been putting in work. Okay, Chris, your turn.
But I was going to say, just follow us, man. I'm really proud of my cuz doing this thing, man. I like to go shop, you know, with his beats and stuff like that. But follow us, man. We out here doing the work, man. I got some videos coming out just on some light music and plugs and stuff. Just to, you know, show you guys what we're working with. Some stuff will be live stuff of what we're already done. Some stuff might be covered. Just whatever feels good at the time.
All right, and we wish you guys much success in the future, and I do see that happening for you guys. And we want to say, you know, don't forget, guys, we're going to be ending this interview, but don't forget, if you want your music heard, please email me at djcarmi@yahoo.com or visit our website at www.partytrainradio.com. Make sure you check out ATAZP Production, because he also does interviews on his show. And we want to say, everybody, please have a wonderful, blessed day. And you guys,
peace.
Too.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.